Many people face the consequences of their decision, but can you also face the consequences of another person's? The following answers that question. These next two are my sister, Nicole, and my friend, Nancy, who say when they mostly face the consequences of another person's decision, it's mostly because of their sibling. Can you tell me about a time that you had to face the consequences of another person's decisions?
Yes, I can. One time, when I was about 4 or 5, and my sister was about 6 or 7, I saw her pulling apart this Easter decoration. Then I told her to stop, and she's like, "No, I won't." And I was like, "Oh, okay." Then later in the day, I got yelled at for pulling that same Easter decoration apart.
Here my sister explains that I allegedly tore up an Easter decoration, which I don't remember happening, but that's what she said happened. So basically she's saying that she got in trouble for something that she didn't do, and which I possibly did.
Whenever I'm in, or I have to do group work and I'm not the leader of it, or having a sibling.
Here Nancy said that just basically having a sibling, you can face the consequences of another person's decision, because sibling relationships aren't always the best and you always end up getting in trouble for something you probably didn't even do. I think anyone who has a sibling can agree that they have faced the consequences of their sibling's decisions, and mostly when they face the consequences of someone else's decision or choice, it's usually their sibling's doing. I even said that I faced the consequences of my sibling's decisions. Typically, just having a sibling, you can face the consequences of what they've done. Like, usually my sister cannot do something and I get in trouble for not supporting her or reminding her but to do that. The next two are my parents, Jim and Lori, who face the consequences of people who aren't their siblings and who are actually their friends or coworkers.
Can you tell me about a time that you had to face the consequences of another person's decisions?
Sure. One time when I was going to a convenience store with a friend of mine, he went to purchase something and he had a fake $20 bill that he passed on to the clerk, and I was right behind him at the time he was purchasing it. By the time the clerk realized it was fake, he called the police and gave a perfect description of me, but didn't remember my friend. And I had to face the consequences because I had to answer the questions from the police.
What my dad said is basically he got in trouble for his friend's rash decision, and I guess the clerk didn't understand that he didn't do it. So when he was in trouble with the police, he didn't want to make it any more of a difficult time, so he went along with it and took the blame.
Well, a coworker decided to de-ice the freezer with a letter opener and stabbed the coil, and I took the blame for it.
What was the consequence?
Embarrassment.
I see.
Everybody made fun of me.
What my mom says is that she helped out a coworker who did something very stupid. So she helped him by taking the blame because he didn't want to be labeled as stupid. So she had to face the consequences of that. As we can see from these two, people around you, friends, coworkers, anyone, can make these stupid and terrible decisions or choices that you can either get blamed for or you can take the blame for, so it doesn't make a bigger deal than it already is. Consequences are the result of someone else's wrongdoing, and in the end, it doesn't matter if it's yours or someone else's. You still could be blamed for something you didn't do or for something they didn't do.